Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 237, Labyrinth. Oh, yeah, man. 1986. June 27th, 1986. Budget of $25 million. Box office of $34 million.
Oof, okay. That sounds kind of rough. I mean, I guess they made more, but yeah.
Yeah. So the film started as a collaboration between Henson and Froude, following their previous collaboration, The Dark Crystal. Jones of Monty Python wrote the first draft of the film's script in 84, drawing on Froude's sketches for inspiration. Various other screenwriters rewrote it and added to it, including Laura Phillips, Lucas, Dennis Lee, and Elaine May. Although Jones received the film's sole screenwriting credit, it was shot from April to September 1985 in location in Upper Nyack, Piermont, and then Haverstraw, New York. So,
this is my first time. I've not seen Dark Crystal. Have you seen Dark Crystal?
I've seen Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I've not seen Dark Crystal. I hear it's, but people say it's better than Labyrinth, but yeah, I've not seen
it. I would say it definitely is. Definitely.
I guess we'll talk about it, yeah.
Definitely better. Mostly just because it actually has a story.
Yeah.
And a plot.
Yes.
This is a, you remind me of the bay, the what? The baby, the bouncing baby boy, and the moon and the sky. it's like an Elvis movie, this, dude. They, you know, just put David Bowie in it, yeah, with no acting skills at all. Let me sing some
just
things.
Just to sing, exactly. Yeah. He doesn't, I was actually surprised, because I watched this a lot when I was like high school, weirdly enough. And too much, or so much to the point that I watched this so much that I haven't seen this in fucking decades, and yet I knew dialogue by dialogue, I knew what was going to happen. But yeah, I was surprised how little Bowie was actually integral to the plot of this. He just shows up and sings,
yeah,
and be like, "You're never coming to the labyrinth," and then he just goes away for like half the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, he's barely in it.
Yeah, and he just sings shit. David Bowie, what about this lemonade stand? Lemonade. The cool, refreshing drink. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So we got Jennifer Connelly, right? What the hell was her name? Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
And she, the beginning is pretty ridiculous. You said you were going to babysit, Sarah. Well, you always go out all the time. And they're like, well, once a weekend. And she's like, I don't have a life, Mom. You're evil stepmom. And he's like, you know you don't have to babysit. I ask you and you say yes. I'm always expecting you to say you'll have a date or something and you can't do it, but you never do.
Yeah. We'd be happy if you had a date. We really would. <Yeah. did.
laughs> How can I have a date in this prison? Oh, yeah, and then she goes to her room and there's a teddy bear missing off her fucking shelf. Where's Lancelot? Goes into her baby brother's room. I don't know, maybe baby's like 2 years old, maybe something like that. Crying his head off. Her baby bear is on the ground. I hate you. You took him. I was like, Jesus. Just shut up, Toby. Oh yeah, Toby. Yeah. Baby Toby.
Oh my God.
There was a girl I worked with that had a baby and she named it Toby, and I thought it was the weirdest thing, this juxtaposition of like an old man's name on a baby.
Yeah.
And she was kind of out there in like some weird stuff. I'm wondering if she named it after this movie.
Yeah. Ooh,
baby,
yeah.
Toby.
I was kind of thinking something similar in the sense that like when I hear Toby, for some reason I think of Paranormal Activity, because that's what the demon's called throughout all of the paranormal. Mm-hmm. Is Toby. So I was wondering if like the paranormal was taken homage with Toby.
Yeah. So do. She's reading the book, The Labyrinth. It's like a small book. It's not very thick. It's almost like a planner. You know what I mean? Like a little notebook. But it's bound and leather bound and says a word on it.
Yeah, this was all like confused. Like, it's funny because when you watch this as a kid, you don't care about this kind of stuff. But as an adult, I was kind of like, wait, what is the labyrinth about? Why is she reading it? Is she like auditioning for a play? Because she's reciting lines. But they never explain whether she's like trying to be in a play, or is she just a fucking nerd who just runs around and recites stuff from her favorite book. But she has all these news clippings of playwright stuff on her mirror. So I was just very confused of like what her deal actually is. But it's never explained, at least not to my recollection.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then she just, oh, what is it they say in the book? Goblins. Or are they goblins, right?
Yeah.
Goblins, please take this baby away. Please take this baby Toby far, far away. And she's like, oh, that's not what they say. And then we get our first, like, just a shot of goblins.
Yeah.
That's creepy as fuck. Is she saying it? Shh, quiet.
Yeah, it's so jarring. It just cuts to, like, a room full of goblins looking right at the camera. You're like, what the fuck?
With, like, fucking glowing red eyes and shit. All sizes and shapes. And there's one big one. Did she say it? Quiet, you! And then she says it, and they're like, that's not how it goes. It's not how it goes at all. How hard is it? Please take this baby away right now. And then she says it correctly. And then you get the creepiness of all of a sudden, I think there's like a flash of light and Toby's gone, windows open.
Yeah.
And then we get little goblins like peeking out from things and crawling through the bed sheet and under the bed, and that was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like this as a kid. I don't understand why this was made. It's like Jim Henson. Like, why would you make this? You could do almost anything else and it'd be less scary and probably more entertaining. I didn't watch Dark Crystal as a kid either. I didn't see it till later in life, and I couldn't imagine liking that as a kid. But hey, a lot of kids did, so I don't know. It's hard to put myself in those shoes again.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, and then yeah, David Bowie shows up in the room, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's got his crazy eyebrows, like
with the owl.
Like, yeah, the owl. I don't, whatever the owl was. Because there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of Harry Potter stuff in this that was probably gleaned, like the owl, Hogwarts.
They even call Hoggle Hogwarts, I was like,
Hogwarts. Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff in here that was on her mind. Yeah, he comes and talks to her, and I don't even remember what the fuck he said. Every time he speaks, it's like, what are you talking about? And it's like, and it looks like it's dubbed almost, like, something weird about it. His lips don't quite match what he's saying. I don't know.
He's got the ball. He's got the crystal ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Like, that's in frame. He knows how to do that shit. You know what I mean? I was like, look at that.
It was probably his idea.
Yeah. What if I rolled a glass ball across my hands to really elevate the scene? I kept thinking of The Man That Sold the World. That's his song, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
From Metal Gear Solid 5. Every time, I just kept hearing that. Yeah, and he's doing his Fushigi shit, and so you can't really concentrate on what he's saying. Cause I'm like, whoa, what'd you say, man? I'm sorry. I was watching you do that ball trick. That was cool. I'll do it again. And I think he says something. Yeah, I took the baby like you asked me to. I fulfilled the wish. I'm so gracious. I'm the Goblin King. And you have arbitrarily, you have 13 hours to go through the labyrinth and find baby Toby in my castle. Where is your castle? Oh, right here, my love. Looks out the window. And I remember saying, when they look out the window, I was like, where? At that matte painting? Is that where Toby is?
Very, a lot of matte paintings in this one.
Very matte painting. it's like someone just stuck a big matte painting up to the window and filmed it.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I love that dialogue scene, because it reminds me of a little bit of Space Jam in a sense, where like fucking Michael Jordan goes into Looney Tunes in cartoon world, and he's just like, what's going on, guys? Like, he just accepts everything, and it's fucking ridiculous. And the same thing happens here, where David Bowie shows up, and she's just like, you're the Goblin King. And they just have, like, she just accepts it, and you wouldn't just be like, what the fuck is going on? Who are you? What are these things, like, running around? She just accepts everything that's happening. It's so fucking funny.
and isn't scared shitless.
Yeah.
None of this is not scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. The one not scary thing that was actually like very Jim Henson, I thought, and totally in line, was the fucking fox.
Oh, like, yeah, okay, yeah,
yeah. He's fun. He's not awesome. Scary.
He's the best character of the
Yeah, he's just a fox. And he rides a dog that is sometimes a real dog and sometimes a puppet, which is great. That poor dog having to have a puppet on his back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, so they're there, and boom, she's transported, I think, like to the front of the labyrinth and can't figure out how to get in. And she meets, what the hell is his real name? Hog?
Yeah, they say his name like five different times. He has to correct him. I think it's Hoggle.
Hoggle?
Yeah. Hoggle, yeah.
And that guy is scary as fuck. Like,
oh, yeah.
Used the suit left over from, or somebody reused it. I don't know which one first, but from Ernest Scared Stupid. Like, it's totally the fucking goblin.
Oh, yeah. Huge fucking head, big ass nose and warts and shit.
Do you think that's a little person in there?
That would be my assumption,
It's got to be, with a big puppet tearing head, because, I mean, it's good. It's pretty good. Anyways, he talks to her, and I'm Hoggle. Hogwart? No, Hoggle. And I'm trying to find out how to go into the labyrinth. Why would you want to do that? It's a terrible idea. And if you really wanted to go in the labyrinth, you would just open this door. And there's a giant fucking gate. Like, yeah, it's the door's right there, dude.
Oh, yeah, she keeps asking, like, where's the door? By the way, he's, like, killing fairies and, like, kicking them off.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious.
He's up to 60. 60! But yeah, it's like, sad, because the fairy's like a human, right? When they zoom in, it's like girl. Yeah. And then it's like, she's like, oh, you poor thing, picks it up, and it bites her. Oh, it bit me. What do you think it would do? It's a fairy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's like, where's the door? Help me find the door. And he's like, it's right there. And it's like literally right behind her. There's the two massive doors you could never miss. So good.
And then she goes in. And she's like, well, should I go left or right? Well, and he's like, I don't know. Well, what would you do? What would I do? Neither. I wouldn't dare enter the labyrinth. And then she starts going, and I don't remember if he leaves the labyrinth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. He kind of slams the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of like slams the door on her. And she's going, and she's like, it just keeps going. There's no lefts or rights. It's just goes on forever. And then I think she meets the worm.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Right.
Hello. Did you just say hello? I said hello. Close enough. Are you a worm? Yeah. What about it? That was a pretty good one.
That was pretty. Come inside. Have some tea.
Meet the missus. No, I gotta go. Not everything is as it seems here. Maybe you need to stop making so many assumptions, little girl.
So good.
I don't know what happened. And then she's like, you're right. I need to not assume. And she's like, the path is right there. And it's just like a recessed wall, so it looks like a wall. And she's like, oh. And she goes. And then, what the fuck happens? It just keeps going.
Yeah, this is one of those movies that we talk about a lot. They're just like random moments that not really strung together, so it's hard to like know which ones. Or like there's a moment where she goes to a door with, I want to talk about those guys for a second, with the thing.
The knockers.
Also the door with the four guys sticking out. I don't know which one comes which. But yeah, I think that, to be honest, I think after that, she's just walking through like the maze, and then we cut to Bowie for the first time in his lair, and then we get their first song and dance. I think that's the chain of events.
What was he talking? Was like, was that the one? Where he was like, "Jump for your love,"
and then all the power of the babe. Yeah, that whole song.
Yeah. Okay, it's it's crazy stuff. And the songs aren't very good. They're very Bowie, but you know. He's not making an album. He doesn't give a shit. He's just putting together some weird shit. I think we get We got to get the big guy, right? I think she sees somebody torturing that big creature. I forget the creature's name, Bert or something. It was something weird.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either.
And that thing's scary as shit. And yeah, they're torturing it, and she's like, "I need a rock." And then a rock kind of rolls over to her. I guess the monster has the power to control rocks. He's like Aquaman, but for rocks. And he's kind of moans and makes some rocks roll to her, and she just throws it at these giant dome dudes. And that was, they have like little biting creatures on the ends of
That was pretty
sticks.
cool, yeah.
Yeah. And they end up like biting each other. Ah, my ass! Ah! And then she lets him down, and he's friendly. And he controls the rocks. So he like moans and shit and makes some rocks collapse or something to give him a way out. And then we get I think even before that she meets the kind of quintessential creatures that everyone knows about. Like I've seen them, even though I didn't see the movie. The headless things, the bird
Shaggy
things.
creature guys.
Yeah. Take off your head. You can't take off somebody else's head. That's against the rules. Now we're gonna take your head. And yeah, and they're like obviously not in camera, right? Because they're like got very thin, scrawny bodies that are obviously like puppeteered in front of like a black screen or something and then imposed. So it looks very strange.
Yeah, that was the scene where I was looking forward to the most because that's the one I remember the most. I remember being a good song and like just a quirky, fun scene with those guys. They're very memorable. And yeah, when it came on screen, I was like, "Oh man, this looks awful. This does not look very good at all." Yeah, it's
Yeah,
pretty
and
rough.
there's some scale and perspective stuff used to make them smaller, because then we see one at the end when they're like partying in a room. See like a full puppet of it just in person in camera, and it's like 6 feet tall, right? And I was like, "Whoa, those things are actually big." Yeah, so that was weird. Yeah, so those are scary, and she runs away from them, and I think fucking I don't know his name.
Oh,
Hogwart comes and
Hoggle.
saves her.
Yeah, Hoggle.
Hoggle, yeah. Hoggle comes and throws her a rope, and Hoggle's been visited by the Goblin King many times throughout the movie and accused of helping her. And he's so scary and threatening, but he obviously knows he's helping, but never really does anything about it. Perhaps you were helping her. No, of course not. I was making her go the wrong way, duh. Well, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt this time. But the next time I think you are helping her, I'm gonna hang you over the disgusting bog. Whatever it was, the bog of
Oh yeah, send you the bog of whatever the hell it was. It's just farting noise.
unimaginable scents or just
Shitting and farting noise. Like, okay. All
No.
right.
Kids will love this part. You could sell like kiddie pools that have like little whoopee cushions in them. Oh, I'm gonna get my own bog.
It was even like they even go further when they when the monster we can't get across the bog, and so the monster uses rocks. He lifts rocks out from the bog, and every step he took,
Yeah,
like, all right.
but Hoggle said even if you touch this liquid, you'll forever be stinky because it won't rinse off. And they're raising rocks out of the bog and they're stepping on them. They're wet. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's going to be pretty gross. They're not going to wear those shoes again. So, you can leave those out on the porch and let them dry. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then I think. And the bog. You think the bog is like this giant thing. And then all of a sudden we pull out and see, like. The big red monster is like on the shore of it, and it's just like 12 feet
Nothing.
wide. And they're just like, you know what I mean? It's like a bog. I don't know, more like a puddle. I don't know. And then we get the I don't know, Sir Fox guarding the
The
bridge.
colonel, I think he's a colonel or
Yeah,
some sort
out.
of.
I made a I don't know. I made a what do you say? He made a.
Promise or
Promise, a pact, or
a.
something. Yeah, to only allow people across this bridge if they have my permission. And then he fights the big creature, and that's pretty, pretty sad because he's like whacking him in the face and hurting him. And then finally, he's like, "I have never been matched in combat. I call a truce with you, big beast. You are my friend." And then, anyways, they try to get across, and oh yeah, Hoggle. He just lets him across, no problem. He runs away.
Oh yeah, I think he runs away once they start fighting or whatever. Yeah,
and then, yeah, they're friends now, and they're like, "Well, let us across the bridge." "I can't. I made a promise not to let anyone across this bridge unless they have my permission. And I stand by my word." "Well, can we have your permission?" "Yes. Yes." Well, that was easy enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go to cross the bridge, and I don't know, it doesn't seem safe. "This bridge has stood for 1,000 years," and he taps it with his cane and it shatters. And anyways, I don't remember how they got across if it shattered, but
that's the whole rock he lifts.
That was the rock part. Okay, rock. Yeah.
So she could, because she's like dangling from the tree or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. But he's on the other side when he does that, isn't he?
I don't think so. I think they're on the left side, and she's in the middle. And then they all jump down.
Yeah, and then for some reason the fox joins them. And then, David Bowie comes and threatens the Hoggle again and gives him a fucking, what was that, a fucking apricot?
Or an apple or something, I don't fucking know. Some sort of fruit.
Yeah, you're going to give this to the girl. Okay. And then, conveniently, the next scene was, "I'm so hungry." The big guy, like, "Yes, I am famished as well. If only we had some food. Here, take this." "Oh, thank you, Hoggle. A peach or an apricot." "Where did you get this?" "No, never mind that." She takes a bite, and I don't know what it does. It fucking makes her pass out and go into a dreamland.
Yeah, she goes to a dance or a mask party, whatever you call it, masquerades. And then there's another song with Bowie, which is pretty unmemorable. And then she like falls down into like a pit of garbage, I think. And then she meets some old haggard lady who like shows her room.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, it's all fucking weird. I have no idea.
Yeah, she was like in a bubble. She's like in one of his Fushigi bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And she realizes this isn't real. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be at a masquerade ball.
Yeah.
And there's some weird like innuendo between David Bowie and her during all these kind of scenes where he's like, "Oh, my love," and dances with her and stuff, and it's just weird. So she like takes a chair and just arbitrarily swings it towards camera, and we get some fake drawing animated glass breaking. Mm-hmm. That looks like terrible. And then she falls out into the garbage and then meets that chick who I know of. When somebody with like a big backpack or something, I'd be like, they look like the girl off Labyrinth. People be like, what are you talking about? And I'll pull up the picture like this. Just carrying all their shit at once.
Yeah.
And I never knew what it was, and it's a very small scene and really doesn't matter. So I thought it would have more meaning or time in the story, but no, it's just a quick thing. And she's one of many. Like, there's other creatures that are similar to her carrying all their shit. Oh yeah, and I think she's trying to stop her because she starts, "Oh, you're gonna need your bear, right? Your bear," and starts putting all this shit on her back, trying to, "We'll make you one of us." You know what I mean? Like, that's how it happened. Someone did that to her. "You'll need this oil lamp and this this wicker chair."
"Put it all in your back."
And who comes and saves her from that?
She just figures out it's all a mirage. It's all just a trick. It's not really her room. She's not really, and so she starts throwing shit around in her room and tearing it apart, and then it all starts kind of crumbling. The lady's like, no, you're supposed to put it on your back.
But what about your back? Child. You won't grow strong without a back full of items. She works for, like, fucking the milk corporations.
Yeah.
You're going to need strong bones for this. And then, fuck, what the fuck happens? It just goes, and it just goes and goes, and just, it's just a vessel to meet weird creatures.
Yeah.
And none of them are that interesting or weird, you know, compared to, Dark Crystal. Dark Crystal's got some fucking crazy fucking creatures going on. These ones are kind of cool, but they're just not on the same level for being the second one they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because those fucking bird things and the fucking Dark Crystal. Like, those are fucking gnarly. This one, our craziest one, is the fucking big red bear. It looks like Snuffleupagus or some shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what happens after that? They,
I think they eventually end up at the front gate of the castle, and there's like a boss fight at the front with some fucking big ass dude.
Somebody goes in and tells David Bowie, they're here at the gate. No, how could this be? How could they reach my castle?
Yeah. She ate the apricot and or peach. How was she here?
Yeah, but no. Yeah. Like when she wakes up and looks at the peach, like one little tiny worm comes out of it. Oh, ew. Ew. Ah, that's ah. Yeah, and he's like, get the soldiers and charge the brigades. Bring all of your men and mount the gates. And he's like, do not let them in. It's like he had no thought that she might get there at all. Until she did. It's like, what is going on? He's like, oh, shit. he's like really startled now. He's like, oh, my God. I thought the peach would do it.
Yeah. She's fucking what?
She's fucking where? Wait a fucking minute, pal. What about the beach? Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
And later that peach, they made another movie about it. It was called James and the Giant Peach. Yeah. That one also had some animated things. It was pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, this movie. Good. And I don't remember... Oh, yeah, they go out there, and they kind of have a fight in front of the gates, and it's you get the fox, like, fighting all these dudes. It's almost like Game of Thrones where that little girl was fighting everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that. I was trained by the greatest swordsman to ever live. Where is he now? He's dead. Doesn't sound like the greatest ever, does he? That's a good point. Shit. To be fair, he didn't have a sword when he died. Yeah. And then they're all fighting, and I don't remember how or they got in, but they got in. And I don't even remember, like, the big battle with Bowie.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Like, she goes, she finally makes her way. They all... make their way into, like, his room, and she's like, I gotta face him alone. And then one last look back, they're all standing there, we'll be here if you need us. Like, okay. So then she walks into this other room, and it's all, what's that, the illusion, the stair, it's called something specific, but it's a bunch of those weird stairs. And so
yeah, like, it's another Harry Potter shit, right?
Yeah
I don't know what they're called, but yeah, it's got the stairs going upwards. Mm-hmm. And downwards. And
And yeah, it's another song where Bowie's just coming and going, floating through her, singing while Toby's around, and she's trying to get to Toby. Yeah, it's kind of...
And he's like walking, and he comes around, hello. You didn't think I could walk upside down on stairs, did you? You underestimate my power. The power to... dance crystal balls in my fingertips and enchant different pieces of fruit. And then I think at one point he, like, throws a crystal ball to Toby, and Toby's like, hey, look at that. Picks it up. I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And then, I don't know how, whatever, she defeats him somehow.
Yeah, she like takes a leap of faith and jumps off to get Toby, and then she just falls into another plane of existence with like these stairs crumbling in the background. They're just on like this platform, and he's just trying to like beg for her to leave him alone or something. Or like, I'll give you all of your hopes and dreams, just love me and obey me and all this shit. And she's just like not having
it. And it's really dark. Apparently all those goblins were once babies. That's how they're made.
Yeah.
Like, you steal...
That's the implication, yeah.
Yeah, I steal a baby, and then in 13 hours, they become a Muppet. It's fucking crazy.
And yeah, we get the, I guess, a payoff, because in the beginning of the movie, when she's reciting lines of the end of Labyrinth, she can't remember the last lines. I always forget this one, which is ridiculous. It's the one you don't forget, which is, you have no power over me. and so she uses that. She remembers, you have no power over me. And then that's basically it. She's back in her house.
Yeah, she's back at her house, and I think there's a small interaction with her and the stepmom and dad, maybe?
No, I was shocked. I thought there was. No? There's no one. She runs to Toby's room, and Toby's...
Oh, yeah.
And then you hear the sound of them coming home, and she's like, yeah, I'm here, I'm okay. But yeah, there's no interaction. I thought they would kind of,
this,
you know...
This all happened within them going out on their date.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, Toby's back in his crib, and so all is well. And then she's back in her room, and she sees like the big monster guy in the mirror. We will miss you. And then Hoggle, yes, whenever you need us, just well, I don't know, but like, yeah, just say something, or you know, do something about it. I don't know. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know how this movie ends. There's no script. We just put random Muppets in here and see what happens. Just riff. We're just going to riff this movie. We're just riffing here. Cal Rifkin Jr. over here.
Oh, my God.
It's a riff-based movie. It's a riff-based salary. You know, you get $20 per riff, so you're trying to riff all you can. And then all of a sudden she turns around and they're not there, but then they appear there in her room. Like, everybody. Even people that were trying to kill her, like the fucking headless dudes,
mm-hmm.
now full size, the full fucking suit there.
And they're some just goblins, like the evil goblins that were in the war. I think I saw some of those guys too.
Yeah, and they're all just partying.
Yes, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, what?
Yeah, they're just partying, and it's like, like I wanted that song to play, that ooh ah sugar like a bone, everybody wants a dinosaur. Ooh ah, just partying, dude. Yeah. And then there's the owl outside the window, and the owl's like, kind of like, my job here is done.
Yeah.
All right. so it flies away, happy with what it has accomplished, which is nothing. I don't know what the owl meant. And then I think there's somebody like from the street sees this commotion in the window, don't they? Wasn't there something like they see it? No?
I don't remember that.
It was just the owl looking at the window. Anyways, owl flies to the moon, and then we're over with. And I was like, okay, that happened. This is weird. This is a strange film.
What a weird ending. Like, this goes back to what I was saying earlier in the movie about who... Like, what is she... Like, the whole, like, is she imagining... Not imagining this. The more, like, is she doing this as a play, or is she just a fan of this? Because at the end, I don't know if you caught this, but obviously it's intentional. But when she goes back into her room, she starts putting all of her shit away as if she's, like, done with this... Like, she's taking the clippings off the mirror, putting them in her desk. She grabs Labyrinth, the book, puts it in her desk. She grabs another object, puts it. I'm like, what is that? What does that mean? Does that mean you're done with... I don't know. It was very confusing. What the fuck are you trying to say? And then the whole, like, we'll be here if you need us. And I was trying to interpret that of, like, you know how, you know, obviously when you get older, you leave all your childhood shit, all that kind of stuff. And I thought the movie was trying to say, like, you know, there's kind of, you know, benefits of not letting go of your past, and it's okay to be a kid and yada yada yada. But then it's like, no, we're still here, we're gonna fucking party. I was like, okay, well, I guess that wasn't the message either. Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, and it's like, are all the creatures from this world just her stuffed animals and she's, you know, imagining it? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought Dark Crystal was much better and actually had like a plot and I could follow, and I don't remember the plot right now, but I knew it had one.
Yeah.
This one is just walking and, yeah, nothing really.
Yeah, I've always wanted to watch Dark Crystal because I've only seen this one. And I know that there's a Disney Plus show. It's Netflix. Sorry. There's a Netflix Dark Crystal show. So I want to watch the movie and then jump into the show because I heard the show was really good. Yeah, I'll get to that at some point.
Did David Bowie ever do any more acting?
There's a movie called Hunger, which I think is a vampire movie, but it's like a serious one. It's not like a cheesy. Or maybe it's cheesy. I don't know. He was in the
Twin Peaks. It has to be.
He was in the Twin Peaks movie. He's the man that stood. No, that's the song. God damn it. Yeah, I don't know. He jumps around in that time, like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I can imagine him. I want to suck your blood. It looks so tasty. You remind me of the bay. The what? You make me want a peach. So yeah, my first time seeing it. I'm not a kid in the 80s right now, so I'm not impressed. Thought it was pretty pointless and weird, and Dark Crystal's similar, but I think much better. Has a lot of cooler characters and actual story in it. So for me, I think this is like it's like a 5.7. I didn't enjoy it. Sorry, guys. I don't know. If everybody loves it. It's a cult thing. But
I thought watching it
for the first time, it doesn't hit.
I thought I was going to be the only one with disappointing news today, but it sounds like we're kind of aligned. So I'm actually the opposite. I didn't grow up on the movie in that sense, like a kid. I think I discovered this in high school. This is just one of those movies where, you know, if you're part of the crew, part of the people that start smoking weed, you know, when you're 16, 17 and your friends watch weird shit, this was one of those movies. And so that's kind of where I discovered it. And
You want to come over and smoke weed and watch weird shit? Hell yeah, brother.
That was my life for many years. It was wonderful. But yeah, this was one of those movies in rotation that was just kind of around when you hang out with your friends. And watching, like I said, I haven't seen it since then. It's been a couple decades since I watched it. And yeah, it does not hold up at all. I would say that, like, from a production standpoint, I guess, everything that goes into production, like the costumes and the sets and everything, I thought those were really cool. I do think there's some cool creature designs. The one that looks the most realistic to me, I don't think we ever got to talk about it, was
the knockers.
The guy with his mouth, that looked fucking incredible. I was like, wow, this is amazing. From a production standpoint, I think it's really cool. But
of course, it's Jim Henson. I mean, he's the best there ever was at it. But
so good.
He just kind of poured his talent into something not really worthy of his time, I think, was what happened. Yes,
which is what you and I are probably in agreement on, which is that the story, there is none, and there's no character. This is a movie about a journey of a character needs to get to point A to point B and changes along the way. You do not give a fuck about her journey. You don't give a fuck about anything that's happening. Even her compatriots are, you know, like that general guy's only really in the movie for like maybe 10 minutes, 15. He comes in very late. You don't really get to know any of them. Just a bunch of random scenes strung together to show off the cool effects and puppetry.
That one puppet was really fucking cool. The big robot one. And then pops his dome off and there's a little Men in Black guy in there.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So yeah, everything from that standpoint I thought was pretty fun and interesting and cool. But don't have a story. And story is kind of an important part to enjoy a movie.
Other than that, we just got puppets.
Yeah. You know. So for me, I was coming in with a 6.2. It's okay. It was a little bit of a slog to sit through, and it was kind of unfortunate that it didn't hit as much as it did back then. But it does make me want to watch Dark Crystal. Because everyone that I've talked to who have seen Dark Crystal compared to Labyrinth, they say Dark Crystal is better. So one of these days I'll sit down and watch it.
Yeah. So 5.7, 6.2. And it's available. I think it's available a lot of places. I watched it on, I think, Paramount. But I think I saw it on like two other streamers.
Yeah, I watched it on Hulu.
Okay. So yeah, that's kind of weird that usually when something's on something, it's just that. But I don't know. Yeah. This one's getting passed around like a old rotten peach. You know, you have it. No, I don't want it. So, yeah, 5.7, 6.2. Check out Labyrinth. You know, if you've never seen it, go watch it and be amazed why people like it. And if you have seen it, go watch it and be like, why did I like this? Yep. This is weird.
Yep.
Go check it out. As always, we appreciate you hanging out. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. Also on Apple Music and Spotify, if that's how you do your listening. Go ahead and do that. We don't care how you do it as long as you join us. Appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. And until the next piece, peace.
Peace.